Blog Talk Radio. Peace and love, as we get ready to go into this week, we come to bless you and to sanctify you in a way that never did before, that God will open up a door for you, and that door will open up for you, and it will break every yoke and every door that will be opened up for you. So that will happen for you. So tonight, as we come on this Sunday, we're praying for those that lost their life in the earthquake. We're still praying for deliverance and a breakthrough. I got a scripture this morning to be able to bless you and to give you power over that. Don't forget, we're on 7 days a week. On Mondays, Dr. Martin Luther King Movement. On Tuesday, crossover with the ancestors. And after that, we get ready to open up every door. And every door that we open up, get ready. That it'd be a blessing for you. And get ready to understand what we got going on. And what I'm saying on Wednesday, Divine Bible Class and of the World. And on Tuesday, it's Divine Word. Friday, the Putting Off Love. On Saturday, it's Divine Healing. And all that comes from God. And I want to let you understand on this Sunday morning, I want you to reap the bounty what God got for you at this 12 o'clock hour. Every letter, every telephone call, I'm praying for you, those that call, those that getting ready on the trip, those that flying out, every telephone call, every expression of love, God is still in the blessing of healing and deliverance. And get ready for a divine breakthrough. And get ready for God to help you and open you. Because everything that's going on, God will do it for you. So you get ready for this month. Yeah. You can get ready for this month for God to touch and open up doors for you. I want to say to you this morning, I'm praying for those that lost loved ones over the holidays. And serious, we're praying for those that lost loved ones. We're here at the Hilton. Everybody having fun. Everybody is loving each other. For God so loved the world, he gave one to God's Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe in a joy for Noah. Make a joy for Noah. I'm glad to see people laughing. People come back together, but they couldn't come back together because of God that put them back together. And I'm enjoying them. I'm enjoying the women, the men, and those that are laughing, those that are eating, those that are here. It's just so good for us to come back together and show you how God makes things work. So what I'm saying to you this morning, wherever you might be, God is a healer, and he'll deliver you. And when people can come together and rejoice, not fight, not hate, in love. And I think right now, this whole world needs more love. Praying for all of them that lost loved ones, lost a sister, lost a brother, lost a loved one. But as we pray for you this morning, all is well, and get ready to go to the next level for God to heal you and to bless you. get ready and claim your breakthrough that God wants to do something quick, fast. Somebody ought to say, Bishop, in a hurry. So I want to let you know God is going to do some things for you, and God's going to open some doors up for you. So don't back down from God. Let God open that door for you, and let that door be a divine blessing and deliverance for you. I'm praying for you in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana, those that are at the Mardi Gras, those in the Black History Month, those that are getting ready to just enjoy the power of God. On Tuesday night, cross over with our ancestors. That's come on from 9 to 10. You should be involved. I want to thank Sister Rose that called me. Mary Hawkin out of Detroit, God bless you and your family. Pearl, God bless you and your family. Sister William, God bless you and your family. Sister Turner, down in Arkansas, God bless you and your family. Sister Wilma, God bless you and your family. I want to let you know at this hour, God is able to lift you up. You know, I was thinking about Dr. Martin Luther King this Black History Month. We had to go down to Memphis and bury Tyree and talked about how we fought for black men to get in the government down in Memphis. Mal Lowe didn't want to hire no blacks on doing nothing. But we fought and fought. People went to jail because they didn't do nothing. And here it is, 2023, we found out that you got 6-7 white and black brothers have put Trump charges on people going to jail in Memphis. They ain't did nothing. One boy got beat up and got a gun put on him. Another boy had some dope put on him. Black men did this. It's not respecting what the movement. They're not respecting how we fought for the right. For the right to be able to go to college, to be able to go to school. For the right. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you this morning, it's time for us to begin to understand. You know, I was listening to Dr. Henry Clark, and he said something last night. He said, the reason everybody else is ahead of the black man is because they all got reparation. We didn't get reparation. And what that really means, if you have the wealth of your ancestors, that working in the cotton field of Mississippi, the corn field of Georgia, peaches field, and the tobacco field of Virginia, you would have the wealth to build your community. Other people ain't got to come in and set up grocery stores selling rotten meat and old food to you. And our community would not be a desert. When our desert, that you got to go outside of the neighborhood to get some milk and bread. You wonder where all these guns come from. We don't make no guns. How did the guns get in the neighborhood, the killings? How did the dope get in the neighborhood? We don't make no dope. We ain't got no business. See, all this stuff going on is designed to keep us down. It's designed to keep us fighting each other. And I thought about what went on in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. He came shortly, but did a whole lot. Who opened up doors and who gave us the way to go to the next level. What I mean by that, who did so much. We just experienced some of Dr. King's words. What Dr. King said, and Dr. King said that we have to come together all over the world, not just in America, in Africa, where everybody want to go to Africa, but don't nobody want to leave nothing in Africa. The richest country in the world is Africa, but it's the people there is poor. So something going on with that, but I want to share this with you this morning. I want to share this with you. There's some scriptures I want to share with you. is the word from God that I'm going to give you will be a blessing to you and will be a deliverance to you. So in 1965, Dr. King was down in Montgomery, and he went to UCLA fighting for jobs for poor and black and oppressed people. So what I'm telling you this morning, we haven't stopped the fight. The fight still go on. The love still go on. You know, we're getting ready to go into another month, get rid of some doors. God is still great and greatly to be praised, okay? Now, I want to share with you this morning, get your pencil and your paper. I'm praying for you, you, and even you. On Fridays, we have the $1 trillion flow. The $1 trillion flow dealing with economic development is dealing with money that we supposed to have, we don't have. We're talking about ancestor wealth. If you don't have your ancestor wealth, see, the Jews got $1 million, each one of them. The Italian got their ancestor wealth. Somebody got reparations, but the black man. And I'm going to say that until politicians in Chicago, they running for mayor. It's now mayor, black, white, brown, that I want reparations for Illinois. I want reparations for black folks that family was in slavery. Until America, until Biden, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, getting ready to do what's right. And that's the right is reparation. Until they do what's right, we're going to have storm after storm, flood after flood, sickness after sickness. Do we get ready to bring out the truth in life? So it's a lot of things that are going on, but we got to be able to understand why it's happening. Why is the storm and the flood? Why is America not telling us about drones, about people from other planets on this earth? The truth, this is 2023, people, and it's going to bring out to Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David said that. David was a man after God's own heart. Look at David in the Bible. David came to tell people that God has invested the power in him. So God has invested the power in all of you. God has gave you the power to overcome sickness, to overcome witchcraft and magic and all this evil that's going on. But you have to step up to the plate, be the man, be the woman you ought to be. Because when I look in the Bible, it says, "Fret not thyself, an evildoer. They'll soon be cut down." Now, I'm going to tell you this morning, so I'm going to take my time. On Tuesday night, crossing over with the ancestors from 9 and from 9 to 10, you need to be on there. I got some things to share with you happening in 1794. I got some things to share with you happening in the 1800s. I want you to get ready in order to claim the blessing and the healing that God got for you and the door that will open up for you. So what I'm saying to you, God got a new thing for you, and it's going to do something for you quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, you that's going through medical crisis, going through sickness, high blood pressure, cataract, tumors, cancer, that is not normal. God fix it for you to be blessed. You have to change your diet. Change what you eat, what you drink, and go back to a plant-based diet in order to fix yourself together in order to clear up what's been holding you back. One lady said she's been sick the whole month. I began to pray with her and tell her, change her diet. And a young lady down in Mississippi said she was blind in one eye. But after she got ready, God fixed it while her sight came back. God is able this morning to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. But you got to let go and let God create that healing energy that you have in your DNA. The melanin that you got in you is healing. But you got to stop holding back. See, the one good thing about us, our ancestors gave us the power to overcome evil. Our ancestors gave us the power to get to let us know what's happening with us. So our ancestors is a door into tomorrow and a door into yesterday. So when you call on your ancestors, they come for you to have life and have it more abundant. So when you call on your ancestors, you call on them in order to heal and deliver you and to break down strong hope of you. And you call on them to heal and deliver you at the same time. So your ancestors come to bless you. Thank God for the ancestors, because they come and bring the truth, and they come and bring the anointed word to us. And that word is all is well. And that means doors will be broke open to us that have been lost. I just thank God that the ancestors come to bring a new door, a new awakening. Now we got the right to vote, and we don't want to vote. Now our vote supposed to mean something. We need to vote for reparations. And whoever running, Democrat or Republican, independent, if they're not talking about reparations for the black man, we need to hold our vote. We need to understand the vote is the power of getting what you want. Dr. King said it. It's the power of getting what you need and what you want now. So it's important for you to understand when you get the vote will break things open. When you get the vote will deliver you to the next level. So you get ready to claim your next vote. So I'm going to name the vote that you want God to do for you. I want you to read Psalms 44 this morning, Psalms 91, Psalms 52, Psalms 59, Psalms 93, Psalms 71. I want you to get ready for an overflow, and I want you to get ready for God to bless you. I know the Super Bowl is going, but I'm talking about Super God, the God that of the wind, the water, the universe, God that is the creator of all life. And I want you to understand the power of you talking to your ancestors. I want you to think about the power you're able to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. It's important this morning for you to take a stand on truth. It's important for you to take a stand against the enemy, against the evil that's coming against us. It's important for you to understand that God will heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. Your spirit is the spirit of healing, and your spirit is a spirit of joy and love. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for you this morning. Thank God for you to come into the queue where we can speak to you special this morning. I want to talk special to you. Psalms 98, and the Spirit just gave me Psalms 94. I want somebody to get ready for a super breakthrough. Everybody said, we're going to the Super Bowl, and it's two black quarterbacks. The press talking about two black quarterbacks. It's just two men quarterbacks. When two white quarterbacks, they don't say it's two white quarterbacks. Why they give them the two black quarterbacks? We want the best team to win, black or white. If the press, the fake press, begin to stop putting this racist stuff out there. When we was in Latrina, they called black people out of New Orleans refugees. We are not refugees. We are citizens of America. We built America. The black man, the black woman, we built America from our hands. They brought us in shackles all the way from Africa. And now they want to call us refugees. The press did that. Media did that. So when the fake media begin to tell the truth, we can get rid of this racial separation that they keep putting up. See, that's the part of the thing that I'm saying. But this morning, I want to talk very serious about the killings that are going on in America. Black on black, white on white. Here's a kid, get a gun, go to school, you shoot teacher. They fire the principal. That's crazy. What about his parents? How did he get a gun? What they need with a gun in the house anyway? So this, the shooting is Sandy Hook. I'm talking about if the Washington, D.C., if the Republican Democrats step up to the plate, you see what happened to George Floyd. You see what happened to Tyree. We got to ban the assault weapons. We got to move the chokehold that the police choke you and beat you. These five black police have put 20 to 30 people in prison because they were drug running and doing everything illegal under the badge. That's the kind of stuff got to change in America, and we have to change it. Too many people died in the civil rights, in SCLC, Dr. King movement, the NAACP. Too many people fought for the right and justice. One of the things Dr. King said, Marcus Garvey said it, and Harold Tubman said it, in the 20th century, it's going to be a racial problem. Dr. King said that's going to be the biggest problem going into the 20th century. I see Frederick Douglass said the biggest problem, these are men of God, said it's going to be a racial thing. We just about at the brink of a racial riot because of the news media taking sides and the newspaper taking sides. Stop the killing, save the baby. You got to look at every church, every pastor got to step up and begin to move the lie. Let me say it again, the lie being perpetuated on the American people. Here's the governor down in Florida talking about don't talk about slavery. Don't talk about what happened in Sandy Hook. Don't talk about what happened with the guns. Somebody making cash money off of these assault weapons, killing women and children. It got to come to a stop. The only way it can stop by me and you, every church, every pastor, to stand up and stop the big lie that's going on. I want to share this with you this morning because I think it's important for you to understand as we're talking about not civil rights, we're talking about human rights, the right to live, the right to go to the grocery store without getting shot, the right to go to the gas station and not getting shot, not having your children, your mama, your sister, your brother being killed, That's what we're talking about. Stop the killing. Save the babies. We're not talking about religious. We're talking about the right to live. The right to be a man and a woman in a society that God gave. I want you to share this number with somebody. 515-605-9890. Give it to somebody. We own 7 days a week, every day, every night. We're bringing issues up that relate to human people. So it's important for you to be involved. The Super Bowl is all right, but after the Super Bowl, then what? Where did we go from there? How did we, the thing I want to talk about, God's financial covenant to you and me. The richest man in the world was Master Musa. Google that, Master Musa, M-U-S-A. Master M-A-S-T, Google him. He was the richest black man in the world. Not in the world, because he has favor with God. And I want to tell you this morning, God wants to do something with you, man. I want to take you off of dope, off of alcohol. You don't need the dope. You don't need the rock. You don't need the cocaine. All you need to stand up and say, I am a healed woman. I'm a blessed man. And I'm going to walk in the way of God. Whatever is going on in your life, you got to speak to, you got to say some things. You got to say all is well. You got to say, I'm blessed and highly favored. You got that God got you covered. And Lisa always said, God got me. I want you to begin to say that this month. God got me, and I'm getting ready for overflow. Set back for a comeback. I'm on my way back. Don't mess with me because I'm bad, because I got the ancestors, I got the angels, I got the saints, and I got the gods. Let me say that. I got the gods going to watch over me. I want you to clear that right now. You dope head. You alcoholic. I curse you from the roots. Come out of that man. Come out of that woman. That homosexual spirit. That spirit is alive. I call it out in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Right now, I bound that demon. I bound that devil I hate right now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I declare healing on you. I declare war on all sickness. I declare war on all evil, you evil demon, you warlock demon, you witch demon, you magic demon, loose that man, loose that woman right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare your healing. I declare your power right now in the power of the Almighty God. I feel that God is touching. So I'm getting revelation knowledge. Somebody in their head. As I see God healing their neck, somebody around their knees, that I want to speak healing to you. As I get revelation knowledge to you, that throat, that heart condition, that sugar, dismiss you. That high blood, I dismiss you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Psalm 27, come up in my spirit. He's my light and my salvation. He shall not fear. So I want to tell you, I don't feel no sickness. I don't feel nothing. The devil got. God is bringing me to the next level. God is bringing me to healing. God is bringing me to deliverance. God is bringing me to the next level. I'm going to thank God for you. I want you to get ready for this month to be an overflow month for you. I want this month to be a month of God to carry you one, two, to the next level. I wanna give you a blessing with God come up to you. I told you this morning, God got something new. St. Luke 18 and 27, all things are possible for those that believe. I'm a believer. Let me say it again. All things are possible for those. I believe that God's going to heal your body from that cancer. That breast cancer, I'm praying for you right now. That cancer in your lung. That kidney, God's even going to give you a new kidney. God's even going to give you a new lung. Let go and let God, because God's going to do it as I speak. God's going to do it for you, Francis. God's going to do it for you, Mel. I see God doing something for you, Joanne, right now. All you make is in the atmosphere. I can feel it in the atmosphere this morning. I feel that God is taking somebody to that next level. Glory, hallelujah. In all of their ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. I'm praying for you, Regina. I'm praying for you, Joe. And I'm going to tell you, Robert, all is well. I want to tell you that things are going to work quick, fast. Some of us say, I'm afraid, Bishop. I'm afraid the doctor gave me cancer. The doctor got prostate. But I want a scripture. I want to give a scripture to you. For 7 Timothy 1:7, God did not give you a spirit of fear. God gave you the spirit of joy and overcomer. Tell somebody I'm an overcomer. Tell somebody I'm a breakthrough. Tell somebody right now, as I sit here at the Hilton, to stay in, that God's going to bless you in season. I'll see Betty, I'm praying for you. Sherry, I'm praying for you. Wilma, I'm praying for you. Get ready, Dr. Critty, for God to take you to the next level. Get ready, Joanne, to claim the healing and the blessing of God. I say, God's going to do it quick, fast. And somebody's a bishop is in a hurry. God got it. God's going to cover you. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but I got a scripture for you, and it's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I want to say to you, God will give you rest. 2 Corinthians 12:9 and Psalms 91:15. All that you need, God got it for you. God's going to give it to you. And when God give it to you, it's going to be all right. Get ready to read Proverbs 3:5-6. God said, I will give you rest. I will carry you, man, to the next level. I will give you the blessing you need. And I want you to get ready this morning. Wherever you're at, Lord, I'm praying for you. And those that are having problems, you seem like you can't make the devil trying to tell you. You can't make the devil. You're a liar. You're a liar. Father, a liar. Only the anointed of the Holy Ghost can heal your body. Only the word of God can take that out of your head and out of your heart. Devil, you lose your... It's a threat, not that devil he will do it. They'll soon be cut down. I want to cut down that devil. I want to cut his mind down. I want to cut it down to a mission. Because he has no power over you, man. Woman, that dope ain't got no power. That alcohol ain't got no power. You got to say, y'all, all is well. You got to claim it. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You claim it from the root to the tutor. God got you. You say, well, I can't do it. I need a doctor. Where was the doctor? Dr. Jesus. Where was the doctor? God is the doctor. God is the overseer. God is the overseer. I'm speaking life to you. I'm speaking healing to you. I'm speaking joy to you. Stop crying and stop going to Hollywood and say, God be the glory. God be the strength. Somebody, I'm praying for somebody in their back. They've been having back pain. I see a healing taking place. I'm getting revelation now that you being healed in your back, and look like around your throat is a mass. I claim the healing. I move every condition that not in your breast. When you go back to the doctor, it's gone. That leg, that knee, it seemed like the doctor must need cartridge. But I'm gonna tell you, as you begin to let God heal your body, God can heal your body, not man. God is a healer. And I want to tell you, God will heal your body quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to let God heal your body. Let God touch your body quick, fast, and in a hurry. He's going to do it for you if you just let him do it. And right now, I'm claiming your healing. I'm claiming your breakthrough. I'm claiming it right now. There's nothing like God to heal your body. I want you to get ready. 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. And I want you to read that, because God got a message for you. And some of you said, Bishop, what message God got to you? Hebrews 13 and 5, God will do what he needs to do. Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is the something thing hope up. Say what that thing like, I want you to walk in faith. I want you to walk in the anointed. I want you to walk in the power of God. I want you to know that God is going to heal quick, fast, and in the earth. But you got to let go and let God. But if you don't let God, you can't get nothing done. Amen? I want you to get it. Here's a song that Sarah was singing the other day. Soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. I don't know about you. You ought to be getting ready to meet God. You ought to be getting ready to give your life to God. You ought to get ready to know that God been walking with you ever since you've been born. God been walking with you. The ancestors been walking with me and you. Soon and very soon, you'll be able to become the power that you have to be. Whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you want, God got it. I want to let you know this morning, I feel that God, I just got a message. Psalm 65 is strictly for you, Pat. And I want to tell you, Wayne, Psalm 71, God told me to tell you to read that. I want to go back all the way to Arkansas. And Sister Marilyn, Psalm chapter 41, that'll work for you. And that's going to open the door for you. Okay? Because God is just good anyway. And the song goes, soon and very soon we're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. No more dying. Well, okay, y'all know how it goes. And I want to thank Sister Sherry all the way out of Minnesota that have been singing. And I want to thank Sister Rose right there in Minnetonka. I want to bless her. Also, Brother Sam up in Minnesota. Brother Sam Harris and Sister Milton Harris. God bless y'all. And Freddie Taylor, I'm praying for you. I want to say to you, Freddie, there's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. Sometimes when you lose a loved one, you gain an ancestor. Let me say that again. You lose a loved one in the physical realm, but in the spirit realm, you gain an ancestor. I say I'm an ancestor. I say I'm a grandmother. I'm a granddad. I call on the ancestors this morning to heal that need to be healed, to deliver that need to be delivered. I call on the ancestors to bring a financial blessing, whatever you need, the home, the car, whatever you need. I decree it by the power of the Holy Ghost. If you got a need this morning, plant a seed. Say, Bishop, this is my seed. This is my seed of $1,000. This is my seed of $100. This is my seed of $57 for 7 months. God seems to do something, but you got to do something also. You got to make up your mind you're going to drop it all and give it to God. Glory to God. I'm going to say something to somebody. Soon and very soon, I'm going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon, I'm going to get out of this old world and go into another world where all the God, the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God of the universe, is sitting there ruling and super ruling on what's going on. I just thank God that it's moving quick, fast, and in her. I just thank God for all these people here enjoying themselves. And you know, the devil's trying to put that out and then say, you ain't going to come back. You got set back. You might need to say this with me this morning, because you, if you don't have God, I decree that the brothers in prison come out Those were Lydic prison, Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford, and all the rest of them in jail. I decree Jubilee. I decree they come out in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot hold God's children. You cannot hold God's leader. Loose him and let her go. Say to loose your hope. Oh, we must shut the glory. I just feel some kind of way this morning. God is doing something new. I ain't talking about the Super Bowl. I'm talking about the God Bowl. That's the Super Bowl. God is the Super. Whatever you want, God got. And Prophet Johnson used to say this all the time, all right? This will rain. This is what he used to say. In all thy ways, not God, he will direct your path. You got to ask God for what you want, man. Woman, you got to ask God for what you want. When you ask God for what you want, God's going to give it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. And I know I'm right about it this morning. I know God can open that door. I know God can do something special this 11 o'clock hour all his way. I want to share this with you this morning. I want to share some things with you this morning because I've been trying to let you know that this is going to be a good year for you. This is going to be a year of success for you, man. That the new job that you're trying to get, you're going to get it. God's going to move. See, I'm going to say this. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. That's a psalm that everybody, my grandmother had up on the wall, the 23rd number psalm. And every morning you got to look at that psalm. She made you go in there before you go to school. We had to walk to school. What no buzzing. You walk to school. You read the 23rd psalm when you leave home and you read it when you come back. And that kept us sick. That kept us well. That kept us from going to a doctor. You can go to doctor 40 miles away. Whatever grandma had in that office bar, she rubbed that all on you, you got healed. She rubbed that all on you, you got healed. Somebody know what I'm talking about this morning. See, I'm going to share this with you. Genesis 13, verse 2 and 3. St. Matthew 13 and 8. Proverbs 22 and 1. Revelation 4 and 2. Genesis 17 and 5. God getting ready to bless you. God is getting ready to open up a door for you. God is getting ready to give you a breakthrough. He's getting ready to share with you something good. I don't know what you're doing this morning, but I want to tell you, I decree your healing. You might say, well, I ain't doing no doctor, sir. I'm talking about the divine doctor, the doctor God, the universe doctor. The doctor going to heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm getting ready for 2023 to be a year of success. The home you want, the land that you want, the healing, you ain't going to die, you're going to leave. Let me say it again. The spirit that you ain't going to die, you're going to leave. And I want to let you know, life comes from God, not from man. The universe is changing, so you got to change with it. God is speaking healing. God is opening up doors for you. God is doing something new for you. Hebrews 4 and 12, I want you to get ready this morning. I want you to get ready for God to give you something special. Philippians, I got this. I want you to read this because this is going to be a great thing for you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. And once you get it, God is going to work with you. If you work with me, God is going to work with you. If you listen to what the man of God is telling you, you'll be healed. And whatever God is telling you, it's going to work quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want you to get ready for God to touch you in a special way. I want God to do it for you. It's been hurting you, but God told me that he's going to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. Get ready for Philippians. Get ready I want you to read Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, and Philippians 4, 19. Now, the key to your success is God going to make you a supply. Let me say it again. God going to make you be able to help others. God going to help you to start to get the man off the dope, get the woman off the prostitution road, feed them that's homeless. We're living in 419. God going to make you a supply. What I'm saying, God going to make people come to you. People going to find you. You can't turn them away. That's what God's going to do for you. I want you to get ready and know that's going to do that quick, fast, and in the earth. Now, I want you to get ready because God's getting ready to open up another door for you. And this door God is getting ready to open up for you, that the second, that's the first key. Key number one, he's going to make you a supply house. Sir, I am supply house for healing. I'm the supply house for joy. I'm the supply house for this. I want you to expect your miracle. I want you to expect what God said. He said the wages of sin is death, the gift of God tonight. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. I want you to get ready to see what God got for you in 2023. Psalm 23 and Psalm 27, seeking for my miracle. Do you say that? I'm seeking for joy. I'm seeking for love. I'm seeking for a miracle. I'm seeking for God to do it quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm seeking for God to break some yoke. I'm seeking for God to touch you, young woman, down in that uterus that you've been having problems, you're bleeding. I'm seeking for God to touch that regular heartbeat. I'm seeking for God to touch that brain castle right now. I'm seeking for God right now. You got to seek for your miracle. Your miracle comes from God, nobody else. You can't get it in the paper. You can't get it on the newspaper. You got to let go and let God. So I'm seeking it for God. I'm asking God this morning to give it to you quick, fast. Somebody said, Bishop, in a hurry. So I'm seeking for the miracle that God got for you for 2023, for 2024, for 2025. God ain't through with you, man. You're down. You're set back for a comeback. You look at that devil, I'm back, and I'm bad. I'm back, and I'm healed. I'm back, and I got joy. I'm back, and I got love. I'm back, and you go to hell where you come from because I'm living the life that God wants me to live. That's St. Luke 6 and 38, seeking for your miracle. Also, 27 number Psalm, seeking for your miracle. And also, Psalm 23, seeking for your miracle. When you seek for your miracle, whatever miracle you need, and God's going to give it to you. But you got to let go and ask God to give you quick, fast, and in a hurry. The reason you ain't getting, you ain't asking God for it. You're not standing in the will of God. You waiting on somebody to save you. You already saved. Good God Almighty. You already saved. You already got the power. God told Moses, take your shoes off. Because the ground you stand on is holy, God, because you're a holy man. If you're a holy man, you're a holy woman, and the people you touch, they holy. Glory, hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank power for our ancestor. Thank power for the God that gives the power. I want you to, the key three is expect. Expect. Somebody said, I'm expecting my miracle. I'm looking for it. I'm expecting because God told me, St. Matthew 6 and 33, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And St. Matthew 6 and 33, saying that I want you to seek for your miracle. Proverbs 3 and 21, God going to look that dope way. I want you to get ready for God going to release. Expect. Also, man, you got to expect it. You got to walk in it. You got to talk in it. I want to hear nothing negative. If you talking negative, get away from me. If you ain't got no hope, get away from me. If you ain't got no pride, get away from me. I want to hear nothing about yesterday. I'm talking about what's happening today. The ancestors are going to take care of yesterday, but God's going to take care of today and tomorrow and the next day. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for the healing. Get ready for that door to open up. Get ready for every door that closed to be opened up. Just get ready. Because the door closed, going to be open up. That door closed, be open up. Quick, fast, and then early. I just want to tell you that God opened up doors that have been closed in our lives. God is doing something special for us. When they sing that song, soon and very soon, whatever you need, God got what you need. And you expect that miracle. See, God said, Moses, I got a job for you. What is your assignment this morning? Moses' assignment was to go to Egypt and said, tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Your assignment this morning is to be a supply for somebody that lost their way. Your assignment this morning for you to seek for miracles. Your assignment this morning to expect God to give you the power to overcome Satan. That's your assignment that God got for you. And I want you to know, when you started reading the Pentateuch, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God's going to add something to you. God's going to bless your children that's out of sync. Because I'm the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored. If you're the seed of Abraham, God said, Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed. We are the seed of Abraham. And what God promised Abraham, he falls to me and you. So you got to claim what God said. You got to claim the door that God opened up. You got to claim it quick, fast, and then I just want to claim the healing that God got for you. I want to claim the breakthrough that God got for you this morning. I want to claim that God got the miracle for you. Your financial covenant is with God. And when you reach out, whatever you need, God's going to give it to you. Quick, fast, and in a hurry. Don't forget, Monday, Dr. King Movement. Don't forget, God is in control. Whatever you need, God got what you want. God got what you need. Overcoming sin. Overcoming your problem. I'm praying, Father God, we come to God and took every man, every woman. Those that are listening, those that didn't understand, God, get him understanding. God bless them that's in jail. Bless those that are lost. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I call on God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of the women, the God of the water, the God of the holy world. Bless those people right now that lost loved ones. And I said it's about now, about 31,000 that lost. So God, we know that you're able. You're too intelligent to make mistakes. God is in control this morning. God is in control of you. God is in control wherever you might be. I want to claim your healing this morning. I want to claim your joy. The devil took your joy, but I want to restore the joy that God gave you, the anointing that you got. I want to get it out to you. Hold your head up and say, all is well. God got you. And God's going to cover you. Let God keep covering you. Let God keep covering you. He's covering you. And he's going to tell you to get in that place. I'm going to thank God for what he's doing for you. I'm going to thank God for the telephone call. If you got me, the business you got me, I want to learn this prayer with you. They say, hey, you come back home. Your wife come back home. And all the witchcraft that broke you up, the witchcraft will kill your children. God gave you the story. All that the devil took. And God told me to let you know that if they left this plane, they would claim the answer. Thank God for the answer. He is not a safe, 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 safe.
North Kentucky. I'm praying for you, Brother Thank you. I'm praying for you, Brother Kenneth. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Brother Lane. I'm praying for you, Brother Nick. I'm praying for you, Deborah. I'm praying for you. I'm with the new girl, GB. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Lord God. You need your mind. God, thank you for the victory. I'm asking God to touch people with me right now. Of miracle breakthrough this year, 2023. I'm asking God to give you miracle breakthrough. I'm asking God to touch people. I'm asking God to touch people with minds. I'm asking God to touch people. You might be able to touch somebody. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I want to tell you that we must know that God going to fill the door. And that door will be opened up in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Call the Son, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Son, the Son, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.